the federal IT and acquisition communities are still waiting for President Donald Trump to name key management players. In the meantime, Republican lawmakers are giving us a little bit of insight into their 2017 plans. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and the House Homeland Security Committee both released oversight strategies in the last few weeks. They give agency IT and acquisition executives and contractors insights into the plans. Details are murky, but there's still plenty to chew on. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller writes about these oversight plans in his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, and joins me now to discuss. And I guess, Jason, the idea here is IT trend toward modernizing and all of these other efforts that really were gaining ground under the old CIO Tony Scott, they're not out of Congress's mind, even though the administration has changed. So what are some of the themes you're seeing?
I think you're absolutely right, Tom. IT modernization and cybersecurity, no surprises in many sense, but those are really the overlap between these two committees. Let me start with the House Homeland Security. This is a subcommittee on cybersecurity. It's the chairman there is John Ratcliffe, the congressman from Texas, who happens also to be the friends with the congressman in the IT subcommittee for the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Will Hurd, also a Republican from Congress, from Texas. So there's a little bit of
state friendship.
There
going
you
on
go,
there.
State friendship. Very good. So, but John Ratcliffe, he says, listen, we're going to do some serious, more serious oversight over the Homeland Security Department's Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program (CDM) as well as the Einstein Program. He goes, I want to make sure that they are making progress. They are meeting agency needs. Tom, if you remember, former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, he reported in January that Einstein 3A has been deployed at 45 agencies, covering about 93% of the entire federal civilian workforce. So that's progress. But how good is it? That's what John Ratcliffe, the House Homeland Security Subcommittee Chairman, wants to know.
And we should also point out that the deployment of Einstein 3 is required under law. It's not just DHS policy.
Correct. And I think that's why Jay Johnson, the former Homeland Security Secretary, was saying that and reporting how much they've done. Ratcliffe also says, though, that he also understands that there are some criticisms of Einstein as well as CDM. Are they keeping up with the technology innovations that are out there around cybersecurity? So he wants to look into that. At the same time, again, going back to Will Hurd, the congressman from Texas, the chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on IT, he also is talking about, and his committee is talking about, cybersecurity in the realm of IT modernization. And while, again, John Ratcliffe agrees with the need for modernization, cybersecurity is a big role. I think in the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, the opposite is true. It's IT modernization first with a very heavy cybersecurity flavor.
Well, I guess modernization has its own virtues, one of them being cybersecurity, but that's not the only thing you get out of modernizing.
Right, and I think that's what we're seeing from the Oversight and Government Reform Committee in terms of their oversight plans. It's not just modernizing for cybersecurity, but really it's serving citizens better, which again, builds on what you said, the plans from the Obama administration, builds on the plans from the Bush administration before that, how all of this is kind of looking at it, going, what do we need to do to be better at citizen services? What technologies, what processes, and how do we buy better acquisition?
Does Ratcliffe plan any hearings on any of this cyber stuff?
I think there are several that are coming. I think he's still too early to put a fist down on, we're definitely going to do this or that. He said the federal cyber workforce is definitely another interest area that he figures a hearing will happen. I think you may see, some oversight in terms of some reports or some letters or some briefings around CDM and Einstein, but eventually I wouldn't be surprised to see some sort of hearing on this, especially continuous diagnostics and mitigation as it enters phase three. I just wrote about that today in the notebook as well. So it worked out well. All this kind of came together.
All right. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And something else you reported that was a surprise to me, but you have sharp eyes, and that is that a lot of the E-Government Act, which dates back, I forgot, to 2002.
Remember those days?
We both had more hair. Yes, that's it was blacker. And those are expiring, some of those. And so Congress, if they like it, they've got a big job there too.
Absolutely. And this goes back to the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Part of their plan is to really relook at this E-Government Act and the provisions. Two of them that stood out to me, number one was the Office of Management and Budget's Office of E-Government and IT. That's where the federal CIO sits. Their authorization is actually expiring or has expired. It's always kind of hard to tell when things actually have or will expire. And the e-government fund, something that the Obama administration tried to merge and consolidate and get rid of, but Congress wouldn't let them. But both of these have sunset provisions there. There's four or five other provisions there as well that the committee is going to look at. So it would be interesting to see how they bring that back up, if it gets folded in, or as with many times, Tom, we see authorizations never happen, but that doesn't mean these tools or these offices will go away.
Maybe they'll just call it the Digital Government Act and update it.
Well, they tried to do that with FITARA, the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act. I think that was the next, it was Clinger Cohen, e-government, and then FITARA.
But this idea that the Obama administration really did advance from the Bush administration of the e-government era, had a technological and set of expectations of what people would get online. And as the industry and the technology moved ahead, they did embrace the digital idea, which is, it sounds like a semantic difference, but there really is a difference from what you get online. There's much more mobility. And so I think a lot of people are hoping that momentum continues.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you remember back to the early 2000s, a lot of it was just moving stuff online. And then the Obama folks said, okay, well, it's not just online, but make it transactional and make it mobile and make it easier to use and make it so you don't have to enter data over and over again. And I think Congress is recognizing, and they have to, because so much of them, their interaction with their constituents has changed, and they have to be less static and more dynamic. And I think that's something you could see in these oversight plans as they start looking at all these different topics. The whole plan's about 27 pages, Tom. It's an easy read, but, and again, there's not a ton of detail. Like, they don't say we're going to do a hearing on X, or we're going to do, three levels down of information, but you get a sense of really what their priorities are. And I think that's a good place for both contractors and federal IT executives.
So basically, then we need the Trump administration to find a federal CIO and to get the Office of Management and Budget Director confirmed, so some of these things can be taken up on the administration side.
Right. I think it's right. The federal CIO, the Deputy Director for Management over at OMB, I think the OFPP administrator, those are all key positions. OPM and GSA, director of OPM and administrator of GSA, also key positions we're waiting on. And all that will start driving this oversight agenda.
And something else I wanted to ask you about, too, that you're writing about, as especially with when we have winter that is so mild that it won't kill all the bugs in the ground, the GSA is putting together a contract for a bug bounty. Something DOD has done. What's going on there?
This is a fascinating RFI, really, they released. And what they're saying is, we realize that these bug bounties, this idea of hiring white hackers, ethical hackers, to help us find potential vulnerabilities or real vulnerabilities in our software, has really caught on. DOD's had a lot of success. The Army has had success. So what the Technology Transformation Service is doing is saying, we're going to set up our own bug bounty program and be the first one for civilian agencies. And we're going to look at as many as 5 software as a service cloud type applications at once and get a group of ethical hackers to help us out. And they want a contractor to run the program. And, Tom, I talked to a couple experts, John Pescatore from the SANS Institute, talked to the folks from Synec Government who have run bug bounty programs for DOD, and both offered some really interesting insights. And I'll just offer one quick one. Don't test the software after it's been in production. Test it before it goes into production. That was probably the biggest insight, and something that was pointed out is that DOD is not doing. They're testing it post-production, which that means you're already opening up the holes for hackers.
All right, so
people.
We want the bugs to check into the cloud but not check out.
There you go.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, as always, thanks for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out this and much more in his reporter's notebook, now online at federalnewsradio.com.